anyone that watched Impact this week saw the appearance of Willow, Jeff Hardy. Anyone that's remotely familiar with Jeff Hardy's character, his wrestling persona over the years, knows that when he first started out in Omega, him and his brother's little promotion, he tried a bunch of really unique and different characters, and one of them was Willow the Wisp. It's kind of hard to describe the way this character looks. Let's say it's like a combination of, you know, Dark Knight Joker and something out of like an anime. It's got a really unique laugh and shouts out and philosophical rantings and stuff. If you've seen the infamous Ultimate Warrior Rocket Ship Fuel promo, think that and like Sid Vicious. It's very, very out there. But the thing that was really cool about this promo was the way that it was shot made it very, very difficult to tell if he was a heel or a face. And even though I'm not quite sure of how I feel about it yet, I was intrigued enough to want to see more. For anyone that knows their wrestling history, they know that every once in a while it's nice to see a character do something unpredictable and to try something different. Sting got another 6 months to a year out of his career by adopting that like kind of Joker thing, but Sting's career was saved when he adopted that Crow gimmick in the mid to late 90s. So while it's highly doubtful that this could be the thing that kind of rejuvenates Hardy's career, it could be something interesting. It's going to be well played by TNA, meaning it's not going to be like Christopher Daniels and Curry Man. It's going to be played a little bit differently. It's going to be interesting to see the way it works out. It would be very cool to see him and Abyss team up and have him be like the mouthpiece for Abyss and have them work together. That would be pretty damn cool. But the bottom line is the only thing that's really going to rejuvenate Jeff Hardy's career at this point is a return to the WWE, because simply put, there's nothing wrong with the Jeff Hardy brand that wasn't wrong 6 months ago, and it's nothing that the WWE couldn't fix. But the way TNA is right now and TNA's creative structure, he's not exactly the guy that they need right now to run the top of the card. This character, however, could take up some valuable time in the middle of the card and could be an intriguing excursion for Hardy. It could be a chance for him to play something that maybe he enjoyed playing on the indie circuit and maybe something that he's always wanted to go back to. So for that reason alone, it should be pretty interesting to see where this goes.